You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Walt's Apartment Podcast. We are live. It's Wednesday night. We are brought to you by thebusinessinsider.com and our sponsor, Getaway Today. How's everyone doing tonight? Start with Amber. How are you doing?
I'm a total stress case, but I'm here.
Yay.
You came in right over the wire. Ethan, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm very well. Thank you. I'm happy to be here, as always.
Good deal. Brianna, welcome back.
Thank you. Yay. I'm excited to be back.
We missed you.
Sam, how are you?
I'm good. Happy it's Walt's Apartment Wednesday.
There you go. Nice. Welcome, everyone. We're really, really excited tonight. We have some special guests who I've been trying to get on this show for a very, very long time. I've had each of them on separately, but I want to introduce them each separately. We have Skylar Schuler, who is the editor-in-chief of thebusinessinsider.com, and Derek Cornell, who is the co-editor. Is that it? You guys are co-editors,
yes,
correct?
Co-editor-in-chief.
All right. Well, welcome, guys. We're so happy to have you guys on here. Thank you for letting us use your name, get your news from you guys. So tell us a little bit about thebusinessinsider.com, how it got started, that kind of stuff.
All right. You start, buddy.
Well, obviously, Derek was on in the past. So, by the way, hello. Good to see everyone in here.
Good to see everybody.
Thank you for reporting on the news that we so hardly work on. You guys are doing an awesome job. So basically back in 2013, I would say.
Yeah, something like that.
It was just an Instagram page. It wasn't even called the Diz Insider. It was something completely different, ridiculous, Disney film facts. And it was just a more of a fun like hobby I would do. And I've told this story a million times. I posted this behind the scenes image from the first Maleficent, and people were so shocked because at the time, the first Maleficent wasn't announced by Disney, and I just so happened to grab an image that was unreleased, and I had shared it, and people were going nuts for it. And they're like, why don't you report on more news? And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know anyone would like that. And it just kind of started slowly growing that from there. In 2014-15, I had met Derek through Instagram, believe it or not.
Which is funny, because I also have the same, like, I ran this little comic book, was it Instagram?
Yeah.
And we just posted our comic books, and I posted the first the casting announcement for Ben Affleck's Batman. Literally the same thing. You should report on more news. So
yeah,
there's the parallels.
And it was so, yeah, and then we just come across, because our pages were so similar, and he had started a website first. It was called Comic Boys, mm-hmm. and I had joined his team. And then that team just ended up being me, Derek, and a friend of ours, Martin, who runs the Diz Insider TikTok. Yeah, we're on TikTok.
Heck yeah.
So there you go, kids. Enjoy. So we started doing our own thing on Comic Boys. I was still doing Disney Film Facts as a side project, and we turned Comic Boys into this movie news site called The Cinema Insider. We put our hearts and souls into it. And then, you know, one day Derek and I realized, like, in 2015, like 2014, actually, let me rewind before The Cinema Insider. It was funny because I had no idea where he lived at the time. We were only communicating through social media. And I was living in this town called Redlands at this time. And I was at the local movie theater in Redlands, and I had posted my movie ticket, and Derek messages me and goes, dude, where are you from? And I said, little town in California called Redlands. And he goes, dude, I live 5-10 minutes away. I'm in Highland, California.
Well, come to find out, his parents were my regulars at the restaurant I used to work at.
It's small world. Knowing we do the exact same thing, and we have these same interests. So we started doing the cinemainsider.com together, and
very unsuccessful podcast that came out of that.
Yeah. And we decided in 2018. Yeah. I think it was 2018. Derek.
Well, I kind of decided it for us. So I was like, dude, I'm taking this down and I'm joining the Diz Insider.
Yeah. So actually Derek came up with the name, the Diz Insider. And that was because we were running the Cinema Insider. And we're like, dude, why don't we just branch it off and just call it the Diz Insider? And we'll just cover all things within Disney.
That was before the Disney Plus show got announced.
The Disney Insider, like literally same font and everything. Disney Insider released their show. And it's wild because every time we do something, we notice Disney's trying to, they did a movie and they changed their movie insider thing to Disney Movie Insiders, same font as us and everything. And
we can't be that mad though.
Right. You need to talk to Disney Legal.
It's funny because we're
taking them to court.
Exactly. Arbitration. We're behind Scarlett Johansson in the lawsuit. We're next in line. But we know a lot of people at Disney, so we have to kind of respect them. But they haven't given us hassle, and we do an awesome job. But ever since about 2015, Derek and I just became best friends. We hang out 3-4 times a week. We're working on the Diz Insider almost 7 days a week, and you know, we've been lucky to drop some really cool scoops that have been confirmed from other outlets. We've been cited on, it's weird. We were just talking about this, things we've been seen on, and it's like the normal stuff. Comicbook.com. We were featured in CNN. What's the funny one?
Teen 17.
Oh, 17. 17 magazine. Yeah, we were featured magazine. In 17 magazine.
We're very proud of that one.
Yeah. That's like our most proud moment, except for some reason it's the girl magazine, or guy if you're into that. That's cool too. So it's kind of here we're at. We kind of branched off. We started all sorts of outlets, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, we have these huge followings on social media. Started a TikTok last week, which is crazy.
And then started a YouTube about 5 months ago.
Now. Yeah. We started two new podcasts that Derek and I host because Derek and I love podcasting together. So we have the Diz Insider show. Mm-hmm. And the main thing really is we talk about the news. It's a more adult themed show. And you get a rumor of the week and that's either something Derek or
consistent almost 60 episodes.
Yeah.
Now.
And we dropped the rumor of the week, the rumor of the, and you know, so I know a couple
I brought
of you
one on
been,
the last time I was on.
Yeah. Yeah so, we'll see how the show goes.
He's the boss. So
we'll see how the show goes. So we drop a rumor of the week, which is some inside knowledge into film or TV or the parks. And that's just things we're hearing in Hollywood or, you know, in production from other studios. And then we started the Disney catalog and we're running down every single movie in the Walt Disney catalog.
We'll be doing that podcast like well into our 50s.
Yeah. We're going to be like, 50 or 60 years old. Yeah. Just kick them back.
Every single Disney film we're podcasting about.
Yeah, so it's we're doing a lot. We have your show, which has been such a treat ever since it was the DCast, and you kind of took it over.
Also,
and we've
Sean,
collabed.
Sorry, thank you for retweeting all of our stuff from the Waltz apartment. That's really cool to see.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
We go on there and we do what we can to help you guys. You guys are awesome. Like Skyler said, you know when the DCast reformed with me, Andy, and Chris, then David came on, and then we decided, hey, we're going to be the official podcast, DizInsider.com. And then everything happened last year. And then we split apart. Then I reached out to Skyler. So we're so excited to be a part of your guys' team. You guys are awesome. You guys, and we talked about this many times on our show. You guys back up your stories. If you screw up, you say, hey, we screwed up, and you'll take it. I remember, I think it was the Harry Styles one last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. It was like our one big miss was that
right.
one. And we typically own up to that.
Yeah, and then you step up and say, hey, we screwed up.
Yeah.
So but that's
you have to in this
a lot
industry.
Of places. Absolutely. So we're proud to be a part of your guys' team, and we're glad to have you guys on here. Finally, if you're looking for a lawyer for your lawsuit, we all happen to know one.
Yes. So, yes, we always Mr. Nyberg. We're like, we're keeping you in our back pocket, Sean.
Right. So speaking of your team, shout out your team because you guys have like an amazing
Skyler.
Team.
Oh, take it away. Okay. Yeah. Gosh, besides the wonderful people at Walt's apartment, you know, Extra Match Gower, you know, was it Force Fridays or Mandalorian Mondays or whatever Star Wars show you're doing at this time. I love all of you guys. Ethan, I know you're a newer part of the team, so welcome. Brianna, you were part of the Patreon, so
hey, we're getting there, Brianna. Don't worry.
Yeah, we know. okay. we know You have a dirty look at us for a reason. And we know what it is. Amber, we're always here, in Sam as well. You know, you guys are doing a great job. So of course, Sean Nyberg runs our legal and business division. We have Dempsey Pillow, who's one of our lead news writers. Mm-hmm. Josh
Dempsey's
Sharp
my
is
favorite.
Yeah,
same. Dempsey's my favorite.
A literary crush.
Just because he wrote the name. Just because of his name. Or
wait, who's the literary? Who?
Dempsey.
Dempsey. Just because of his name more breaks.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So we have Sean Nyberg, Dempsey, Josh Sharp does our interviews and is our head writer. We have Jordan Simmons over in the UK. We like to make fun of him on the Diz Insider show all the time. We love him. We have Max. We have a new writer who we actually stole from Mickey Blog.
Yeah.
John Bishop, who's been just a monster writer. Max is from the Canada. We have to always give credit to our boy Alexis Miguel, who does a lot of the graphics for every outlet. He's nonstop working. He does the Instagram. He does the logos, not only for us, but your show. And he's just a killer person. And he's in Mexico. English is his second language, and English is a great second language for him. I just got off a Zoom call with him the other day, and he's young. He's going to be 20, and he's so humble. So we're looking to fly him out next year for D23, if it's safe to do so.
Nick the producer,
the new guy. He's the guy who does the fart sounds for the Diz Insider show when we're acting up.
That's his new title, the fart
Nick,
guy.
Yeah, the fart guy, Nick the producer. You know, and we've had a lot of other, you know, great team members throughout the years. Cammy, Kayla, you know, Dominic. Dominic. So there's a lot of great people. Martin, he runs the TikTok.
Oh yeah.
So we're
glad to have him part back.
Yeah. So we have a huge team. We love everyone that's a part of the team. And, you know, we try our best to kind of stay in constant communication through text message, Slack, social media. And then hopefully when it's safe to do so and D23 rolls around, we plan on having a Diz Insider booth. It's going to be a pretty large booth, and everyone's welcome. That's a part of any of our podcast divisions.
Under the banner itself.
Anything under the banner, you guys are welcome. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go to Trader Sam's for some drinks. And so that's the big shout outs. But of course, you guys are, this is all about you guys. We're here for you. That's what we're here for.
Well, we got a lot of people in here already. Real quick, we'll pop through a few of them. And Jennifer says, hello. Danny says,
hi, Jennifer. Hi, Danny.
Neighbors. Tiffany says, hello.
Hello.
Nicole says, happy Walt Wednesday Fridays.
Cheers.
Friends.
I can't read. Sorry about that. Okay. Allison says, what's up, y'all? Bill Wapness Day. Mary says, cheering. Mondo. Heidi, hey, ho.
Hello.
Thank you, Mondo. Appreciate that. Good to see you. Joey Pittman from Disney Universe Podcast.
Oh, I know Joey. That's my boy.
Yeah, Joey's awesome. Check them out, Disney Universe Podcast. He's been on here a few times. So let's get into our news. Our news is from DizInsider.com. Like I say every week, make sure you check out the Diz Insider show. Diz Insider show no longer on Patreon. And now they are just on all of your favorite podcast platforms and also the Disney catalog. And they got a cool, they're actually, if you're watching this on the Facebook Live, they're coming live from the Diz Insider home base studio.
Yes, home base studio.
The home base studio and
place
beautiful,
where we sit.
Beautiful.
Where the magic happens.
Right there. Yep.
And you guys are updating your website. Is that
right
so
now?
If people are alive and they're looking you up right now to be like, oh, what's this all about? And you're new.
Yeah, it's still. We decided to kind of retheme it, make it a little sleeker,
more professional.
Yeah. Right now, the post, it's showing like older posts right now, but our designer right now is trying to tweak all those older stories.
New Lion King trailer announced is literally on their front page.
So hopefully you have the rundown already set. So
we do. We just can't click on the articles to read them. So that's okay. So
Sean, you can always go on the back end too and go through all the posts that have been posted.
You got access. Go to the back end or
like
search.
You know,
it's not going to hurt you to do a little work, Sean.
I don't do enough. You're right.
Get out of here. You're busy hosting the podcast.
First article is what David was going to do. David's not going to be on with us tonight. But Skylar, you wrote this article. Tell us about Letitia Wright might have secured a massive. You wrote that article, didn't you?
Yeah. So this is comes from a pretty reliable report. This is something behind closed doors. Disney and Marvel kind of when they do these contracts back in the Avengers days, you know, when Disney acquired Marvel, they would secure their top tier talent for multi-picture deals. If you look at it, Sebastian Stan signed for a 9-picture deal. Ultimately, wow. He was never in 9 pictures, but of course they were like, you know what, we're going to drop you in a series. They had to retool that contract. Nowadays, these contracts are very small. They're like 3-4 picture deals. Some of them are even on 1-picture deals now. They're not trying to sign these talents to multi-picture deals. Letitia Wright being one of the first ones to get that multi-picture deal. I think the largest one.
I think it's Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, I think it's the largest one since Samuel L. Jackson. She's expected to really lead this franchise and this universe moving forward as they're doing projects like Young Avengers that hasn't been announced yet, and you know, upcoming things like Secret Wars and Disney Plus shows that she'll make appearances in. Of course, Black Panther has a couple Wakanda series, and Ryan Coogler, they have a couple mm-hmm. Wakanda series for Disney Plus in the works. There's a Black Panther spinoff movie in the works. So she's got a lot of projects. They had to sign her, so it makes sense for them to sign her to a multi-picture deal.
All right. What do you guys think about her taking over as Black Panther? Anyone in the room, what do you guys think about that? Good idea?
I don't think, not yet.
Who should it be?
Okoye.
Okoye.
I don't think.
Or Michael B. Daddy.
Because we all really never really saw him die, so I mean,
I've been saying that
at the end.
I told you, Namor's gonna bring him back. It's okay.
Multiverse, baby.
Oh yeah, that's. David says, I'm sorry. Bill says, Wakanda Vision? ?
Wakanda Vision. That's great.
That's Bill's big idea. Amber, we had a question here for you from I don't know if it's Jerry or Gary, but I'm gonna go with Jerry. Amber, what kind of cosplay do you do?
Well, if you haven't been listening for a while, I do Star Wars primarily, but I also do Marvel. So David and I frequently do group cosplays together, and it can be and then random comic book characters as well. So
nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Katie. Hey, welcome. Katie. Who has the next story? Or anyone have any comments on Letitia Wright being that they having that many movies, being the new Black Panther for a while? Anyone have thoughts?
I think just good to secure a talent like that. I mean, she obviously played a role in, you know, the other films. So I think that, you know, securing a talent like that for the future is going to be important to the franchise. And sort of like they mentioned, if it's 5 movies or 9, it's good to have that backup just in case. So they can have series, things of that nature that they can rework if necessary. But no, great talent. I think it'll be interesting. I don't see her as Black Panther yet. I think she's still got a lot of growing to do within like her character, but I definitely can foresee her being up there as, you know, a really strong, powerful lead, just not yet.
Now in the comic books, she actually takes over, correct? I think yes. it says that in the article. She does take over, yep. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. I mean,
but she's also more mature in the comics than she is. Like she's a child.
Right.
But isn't part of the next phase of Marvel stuff also focusing more on like the younger
on the younger generation? Yes,
the next generation coming up. So she would tie in nicely to that.
So being a young Avenger is very different than being like Black Panther and being in charge of like Wakanda as a nation. Like you're being in charge of a nation and being in charge or being like a sidekick superhero type situation is very different. I just don't think that they've matured her character enough to take over the mantle personally.
That's true. We just have to remember that, you know, the Shuri character is not a teenager. She's in her 20s, and we have seen there's 20 previous years of Shuri we don't know about. We haven't explored yet. You know, she's raised in royalty, so if anyone knows she's royalty, it would be her.
Yeah.
But I do understand what Sam's saying. It becomes a we don't know, and she's so
they
young.
They have gaps to fill.
For sure. And I think Black Panther is gonna Wakanda Forever is gonna fill in those gaps, and maybe one of the spinoffs or series will cover that. But who knows?
Yeah. Well, it also could play a role of how old are the other young Avengers. Maybe she's the oldest and the most mature out of the group.
Could be.
We're seen there as the leader, and then that makes it an easy transition. But, it should be interesting.
So quick question before I move on for Skylar and Derek. We'd had I don't know if you guys ever saw that we on the Marvel Tribe about a couple months ago, we had a debate between Chris and David on who was actually smarter when it comes to all the tech and the scientifics and all that stuff. So Skylar, I'll ask you first, who's smarter, Hank Pym or Shuri?
Oh, it's Shuri. It's not Hank Pym. It's not even close. Okay. It's Shuri.
All right.
Yeah. Derek? Shuri.
Okay.
She was this close to getting an Infinity Stone out of Vision's head. That's where I base it off of.
That's true. That's a very good point. All right, next story. Who's got the next story?
Is that I couldn't pull mine up, so.
That's okay.
It looks like Sam.
I think it's Sam.
Well, I couldn't pull mine up either. That's okay, though, because it's self-explanatory. We're getting a sequel to Jungle Cruise. Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt have said that they will return for that, so. I don't know when that's coming. Do you guys know when that's coming?
No, not yet. It's too early.
They just had meetings probably about last week. So
yeah, it's too early.
Stuff's still too early. Yeah.
What'd you guys think of Jungle Cruise?
It was okay.
It was okay.
It wasn't. Derek and I have kind of said this. It's probably the best pirate sequel you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mondo says, regardless of who they name as Black Panther, it'll be interesting to see how fast they track the transition. How they fast track the train. That's true. Yeah. Because obviously it wasn't planned on happening this quickly. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll do a great job with it. So it'll be good. Anyone have any thoughts on Jungle Cruise? Excited for that. I thought it was a good movie. I liked it. I thought it was entertaining.
It was fun. It was definitely fun.
Yeah. I think The Rock and, I'm sorry, Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt have a great chemistry.
It's one of those movies that you can't take too seriously. You just have to like numb your mind and just enjoy it.
The first 10 minutes with all the every pun in the world was the best, you know,
best thing ever. Yeah,
before it was the credits, so even they'd hit every freaking pun you could think of. So
I know.
Yeah, it was great. So Brianna, I think you're next with your amazing Muppet story. If you guys don't know, Brianna hates the Muppets.
Oh,
and I put these out and did not mean to give that one. I just clicked on them and put the articles and I put names in. So. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Right. Yes. Somehow you always just happen to put my name right above.
The other times weren't meant to be.
I do that with Skylar for Indiana Jones. I make him write all the news.
Yeah.
Well, again, he's so mad.
Now it's John Bishop that writes news. He loves
you. You got out of that one too easy.
I sure did.
So, Brianna, tell us about your favorite Muppets and.
So Darren Criss, who I most know him for, is the Harry Potter musical. But I think everyone else knows him from Glee and other shows. But Harry Potter musical, for anyone, it is September 1st, back to Hogwarts. So, hey. But he has sadly taken a step down in his career and joining the Haunted Mansion Muppets special. Because whoever decided to destroy the Haunted Mansion with the Muppets is my villain. This show is my villain origin story. I am so upset that they have decided to ruin the Haunted Mansion with the Muppets.
Poor Gonzo. Poor Gonzo.
Brianna, I need you to take a deep breath for me.
No. My poor Haunted Mansion phone case.
I want to hear this.
The poor ride, guys. They have ruined Halloween. They have ruined the Haunted Mansion with the Muppets.
It says we had a message on show. What's up, Diz Insider? Oh yeah, it was David saying, "What's up,
David? Guys? What's up, dude?
Could be on tonight." So
what the heck? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyone else excited as Brianna for?
I'll say this: the Haunted Mansion wasn't ruined by the Muppets. It was ruined by Darren Criss because I don't want a musical star in the Haunted Mansion. I'd rather have the Muppets. I'd rather have American. Muppets in there. You put the Muppets in anything, and it's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
if you were like
Brianna and Skylar about to throw hands,
our running joke on our show is right now we're like, what do you do with Death on the Nile for multiple different reasons? We won't get into it on your show. However, if you recast the humans with Muppets and leave Kenneth Branagh as the detective, and one of the Muppets made a murder. Oh, beautiful. The Muppets make everything better. And you're telling me you're going to put the Muppets in the Haunted Mansion with Madame Leota? That's awesome. But then you bring in Darren Criss from Glee, and I'm just like, okay, now they're going hardcore musical. I don't want original new Haunted Mansion Muppet music.
I will say this. He is awesome in American Crime Story. Killing of Versace. Yeah. Versace, yeah. Killer. But that's it.
That's we know that's not what we're getting.
Nope. Let's hope not.
Well, that, I hope so, turn. But that's fine.
It's a Muppet Massacre.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what's going to happen when Brianna sees it.
Tyler is definitely team Muppets. Brianna's team not Muppets. So we have that under control.
Not Muppets.
Ethan, Muppets. Amber, Sam, any thoughts on that?
Staying away from that with a 10-foot pole.
He's like this
I'm
already.
Afraid of Brianna hey. Right now, so I'm not going to say anything.
She's just sitting there shaking her head.
I'm just picturing Kermit with Miss Piggy on a spit, you know, and like it's just going really dark really fast.
Well, it's certainly got a lot of potential.
So next article up here is about, I don't know if you were able to click on it, Amber, was about Jon Favreau with Mandalorian.
Was being not. An
intergenerational experience. So Skylar and Derek, do you know what the article was about at least a little bit so we could talk about it since you
so
can't see it?
John wrote the Mandalorian story and it's more of an it's a little bit of news with the Mandalorian getting ready to start production here, but it's more of an op-ed, so it's more opinionated. So John's very opinionated with his Star Wars stories and he has the weirdest titles. They're great.
Yeah,
so his stories are a little tough to decipher at times because he's so in depth,
especially when we're on the passion. Especially when we're on the spot trying to get like to the meat of the article, we're like, "Oh God, okay, hold on, it's just dead air on our podcast."
Sorry, John, but maybe it's a good thing Amber couldn't find that article.
I will say this: if you're talking about op-eds and opinions, I'm kind of bummed that I wasn't on last week because I know that we talked to. I think you guys talked about Sean's article about Walt Disney, I didn't catch any of it really because I just kind of put the show together. I haven't even listened to the whole thing yet, but yeah, that article he wrote about Walt Disney and how Walt Disney would be now, I thought was amazing. And
he did a great job. Yes,
absolutely.
I love the opinions and John's articles are great. I love reading his articles on the Disney Insider. So yeah, we have that. A few more things news wise that I just saw for a little while ago while the site was kind of refocusing. I hope it's current news. I hope I wasn't pulling something wrong, but Haunted Mansion is supposed to start filming this month. Is that a current story or is that an older story?
That dropped about an hour ago.
Okay, so good.
It starts filming in Atlanta. It'll start filming September 16th, and it's filming under the working title Joyride. And the working title, for those that don't know, is most big-name productions will film with a working title. So if they're in cities, they're not just plastering, "Hey, look at us. We're filming Haunted Mansion here in Atlanta." No, they're going to plaster it. "Hey, we're filming this project called Joyride." Right. And most people are going to be like, "I don't know Joyride." But thanks to the Diz Insider, the world knows.
Well, the original Star Wars had like the famous working title, Blue Harvest.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know why they had a working title. No one knew what Star Wars was.
Yeah, Secret Invasion's Jambalaya, Snow White is Mary.
What's the Branzino one? Is that?
Oh, the big brand. Yeah, big
it's
brand,
Echo.
It's Echo, yeah, that's the Marvel funny. Series. They all have them. Tag Team was Falcon and Winter Soldier. I think Loki's was.
Loki.
I think it was Big Red. One was River Cruise.
I just had a Talladega's night. Never mind.
We have a couple of comments over here. One in support of hashtag Team Brianna. Say no to the Muppets.
There you go. Jennifer. There's some support.
There you go. It's fine to have bad opinions.
Then Bill says, "Guys, Brianna is wrong. The Muppets rule." So Bill from your Airbnb podcast. Jennifer comes back and says, "Bill, you are wrong." So they're just going to argue.
They're going to argue.
He says, "Nuh-uh." So, okay. I won't read all the comments, or we could just
see fight night.
Wholehearted.
Hondo knows.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to start. I hope it's better than the Eddie Murphy version of Haunted Mansion. I'm looking forward to it.
I did not like that version.
And then another article that I saw that I think came out about an hour ago too was the Snow White one. I didn't even put the thing up.
Yeah, this one's a little smaller.
Oh, you just wrote that.
I literally wrote that before we started recording. Yeah. So originally, before the pandemic hit. Snow White was supposed to start filming in Vancouver, actually March of 2020, under the working title Mary. Now the film's actually going to shoot in the UK because some of the studios in Canada are being used up. But luckily, Disney has a lot of property in London, and they're going to start filming Snow White in March under the same working title. And yeah, they're casting for the Evil Queen right now.
So I don't know a lot about that. Are they, what are they going to do with the dwarfs? Are they going to be computer generated, or are they going to be
the last thing we heard was it was going to be a mix. So you're going to have little people. And there was talks of CGIing some big name stars. One of the big name stars that was like looked at, like hardcore looked at for Grumpy, was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, please. Yeah. Oh. Please. Huh. Please do that.
So might be a mix.
What about our Evil Queen rumor? Or do we wait on that?
Yeah, we wait on that.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Come on.
Wow. It's okay. Guys. You can tell them I've been casted. I've actually been casted. It's okay.
Spoiler alert, I can't. I'm not allowed to drop on the show that Lady Gaga has already had 3 interviews for the role. I just can't tell you.
Yeah,
guys.
We can't
I'm
talk
so
about
sorry.
That.
I just can't talk
wow.
about it.
Wow, that's fair.
Very you
fair.
Heard nothing.
That's yeah, fair. Yeah. I didn't hear anything about it either.
We can talk about it.
We can't talk about it.
That is a great casting.
Too bad Lena Headey's not a big enough name for Snow White. Just not.
She plays the Evil Queen like Cersei. Come
seriously,
on,
you're, seriously. It,
Lena Headey's great, but you're getting a big name. That's why Lady Gaga's name was on the casting. That's why
Sam from Walt's Apartment.
Oh, now he's just, yeah, Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam.
You're just Sam. Going all towards it now.
Yeah,
you're
yeah. Olivia like, Coleman's name was on there. At one point, the chick from Hidden Figures that was. Not Octavia Spencer. It was the other one. Taraji P. Henson.
Ah, whoa, wow. Yep. I was gonna say Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, there's some big name like stars on there, and Lena Headey is kind of like that second tier, and they're trying to go like star for you.
Wow.
She was hurt. She was Cersei, correct? That's who Lena Headey is.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, had to put the face there. Perfect. So that brings us. That wraps up our news. We're going to talk about the past here in a second, Ethan. But yeah, guys, check out businessdiary.com for all your Disney news. We cover everything on there from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, Hulu, Fox. A lot of ABC. Opinion.
Listen, we're tired.
yeah. There's when a we lot first of started this, it was just Star Wars, Marvel, Disney, Pixar. And Pixar. And now there's so much.
Yeah, I remember like a couple months ago in the Slack, Sean asked Alexis, he says, hey, can you make a bigger logo with everything? And he, there was like adding like 4 or 5 more different things that are actually covered on there now. So it's cool. It's so fun to be a part of that. And yeah, check them out. Check out Skylar and Derek's show, the Disney Insider show, on all of your favorite podcast platforms. And yeah, and the Disney catalog, which is really
it's not cool. Apple yet for the Disney Insider show.
It's not
still
yet.
Working
okay.
on that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So check them out every week on there. And let's go on, Ethan. We're going to talk a little parks news. Biggest thing happened this week in the parks. We're going to record Extra Magic Hour after this tonight. So we'll dive into it more. But I want to talk a little bit about the new annual pass in Florida that just was announced this week. Last week was the Magic Key that was announced for Disneyland, which I'm pretty excited that I was able to get one of those. It only took us 3 hours to get the pass. Some people it took... I think it took Best Life and Beyond like 6. It took Max, I think, 8 or 9 hours, Mr. Cheesy Pop, to get it. He actually got his pass that went to Lamplight Lounge that night, like at 4 o'clock. So, you know, so it was like 8 or 9 hours to get that. So tell us a little bit about the new pass system. It sounds kind of like the Magic Key, but I didn't really dive into it too much. But give us the highlights on it.
Yeah, very, very similar. So starting September 8th in preparation for the 50th anniversary in October, Walt Disney World is going to start offering annual passes again. Their previous program was Silver, Gold, Platinum, Platinum Plus. So they've switched around the names. They've switched around the pricing a little bit. However, for many, it has become more difficult to purchase a annual pass if you don't live in Florida. So the first offering that they offer is a Pixie Pass. It's $3.99 or $19 a month with $205 down at 0% interest for up to 12 months. You can hold up to 3 park reservations. And the big caveat to all this is on the previous program, it included the photo pass that came along with your annual pass. Now it's a $99 upcharge. So this first Pixie Pass is only available to Florida residents. There are a ton of blackout dates. Most of those are going to be most weekends and most of December is completely shut off for the folks who have this particular pass. You also have the next available is a Pirate Pass. So it's $6.99 or $45 per month with the $205 down at the 0% interest. You can hold up to 4 reservations. And this, of course, also has some blackout dates. I won't go through all of them. I'll just encourage all of you to go look at the blackout dates to see what works best for you. This is also only available to Florida residents. And then the Sorcerer Pass, which is $8.99 or the $63 per month. You can hold up to 5 park reservations. It's available to Florida residents as well as DVC members that have a blue card. So they're they purchased within the initial purchase from Disney. They didn't rebuy. And lastly is the IncrediPass, which is the one that's available to people from all over the country and all over the world, which is $12.99 or $99 a month. It's up to 5 park reservations, and there's no blackout date. So that's the only thing that I see is maybe a potential problem on top of a good thing for those that are looking to go all the time. There's no blackout dates. However, there's no blackout dates for everyone who buys one. So it's really interesting to me to think, you know, if I buy this pass, I can go whenever I want. And that's the same for everybody else. So it is really interesting. So if you're staying on the resort, this is just some common questions that are going to come up. If you're staying on resort, you can book each day of your stay, regardless of that built-in 5-day reservation rule. It still includes parking, which is great. There's 20% off dining and merchandise. They also have some new features that they're going to be integrating as well, like a calendar so you can see all the blackout dates. Current AP holders, so this applies to me and others who have an annual pass currently, can still use the current program that's available up until it's time for you to renew. So at that time, you'll be offered a 15% discount off the pricing that I just went out of. Hey, thanks, man. Also, those with the previous AP program will be able to hold more reservations starting September 8th. So a lot of information came out. I just tried to give as much as I could in a really clear-cut way. But September 8th is when this all starts to roll out. I would almost encourage go get your annual passes if you can right now. Renew them now. So that way you can get the discount and go from there. That's the best thing that I can offer you.
Okay.
You sound like a car salesman, Ethan.
That was really well done.
Well, you know, I did that.
Well, Danny asked up here earlier. He said, "Is there an extended warranty?" So that was from a couple weeks ago when they were making fun of me for being a finance guy and selling extended warranties. So hey, but it is what it is. Yeah. But so. I think your passes have cooler names than the keys.
I'll be honest, I like the key idea.
You like the key?
Okay. I liked it a lot, but I think I think they have to separate them somehow. Otherwise, it just starts getting confusing. So I do like that there's a difference as well. But I kind of like the key thing. I thought that was cool, and I'd like there to be like a mega key that I can open California and
a master key
and Walt Disney World. I think that would be.
Yeah, I think it sounds a lot like the key program. I think it's odd that the only one that you can, if you're out of state, you have to buy the most expensive one, right? That's odd to me. I think that's odd because it isn't in my, I know Florida is a lot more destination than, you know, people in California will just go to Disneyland whenever they can, but
right.
So if you live like where Bill and Barry live up in Ohio or in New Jersey, they have to, if they want a pass, they have to buy, or you live in Massachusetts, you have to buy the full $1,300 pass. Is that worth it to you?
So I luck out on DVC. So I do get to buy the one below that. And I'm also, I have property in Florida. So I kind of play both sides of the field if I have to. So
yes, it makes sense for you.
But unfortunately someone like Bill or Barry would have to buy that $1,300 pass. There are financing options with 205 down. It's $99 a month. You know, tell Bill and Barry to not buy a pizza this week and, you know, save a couple bucks. And I think that they'll be able to afford it as long as they're good with their money. And if they're not, then let's have a conversation. I can help. But no, truthfully, at 0% interest, it's a phenomenal option for people who aren't in a situation right now to pay it off. The great thing about 0% is you can pay it off whenever you want. There's no prepayment penalty. So if you have a windfall of some sort, you can pay it off, get it done, and call it a day.
Whoa. He's definitely trying to sell a car right now. That was no prepayment penalty. That is one line you always use. But that's but okay. So but
it's a truth.
It is. So truth. Brianna, Sam, you guys also I don't know if you guys are annual pass holders at Walt Disney World as well. I am not right now. Brianna, no. Would you do that? But you can actually make payments, which is cool because you can't make payments if you're out of state with the key. So
payments aren't even really my issue. It's more the fact that like I have to make sure that I go enough days to pay for $1,300 worth of tickets. Right. Also, then having to add on to the photo pass. Also, there's no blackout dates, but are all the reservations going to be open? Because right now Disneyland's they're booked out for the first 2 weeks that they're open. So. Like, what do I buy one and then my vacation's booked? So it's a little scary to wonder when they have these park reservations. And yet, the only pass, so now any person that's coming from out of state, if they want an annual pass, they're going to have to make sure that they kind of just do the math and make sure that they think that they're going to be there enough in the year to pay off $1,300 worth of Disney tickets. And I mean, for some people, that's easy. Right. For me, who go on usually extended weekend trips, that's a lot of extended weekend trips. So honestly, I've never had a Walt Disney World pass because of that. And it probably won't change at least for a little while unless I'm closer. And that was one reason I had the Flex Pass at Disneyland because it was so much cheaper and it was paid off within with a week's worth of visits. So it was paid off. So that made me happier. But yeah, so I don't know. A lot of things are changing. It's got a few different things. I am really sad about the Memory Maker not being part of it. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are. I mean, I know you can add it. And it's...
Let's save some of this for the extra magic hour.
I'll stop my ranting.
Magic hour. Let's stop. Before we move on, that's called a tease. You have to listen to extra magic hour to get the rest of Brianna's talk.
The rest of Brianna's man.
So Derek, Skylar, are you guys pass holders or key holders?
So... the keys dropped, and we know a lot of people that did the keys. And Derek and I think, are on the same page. We're kind of waiting it out. You know, luckily we are about 45 minutes away from Disneyland. So, you know, we could just trek over there whenever we really want to. And even if if it was booked or anything, you know, we make a day out of it. We'll hang out at Trader Sam's and probably just hang out there. Cause that's our favorite spot.
Yeah.
Put drinks in front of us. We'll stay. Yeah. You know, downtown Disney, we'll have dinner, but we're going to kind of wait it out, see how things, you know, go, you know, with today's kind of climate. It's it's not only is it a risky investment right now, I think it's, you know, you want to wait and see because you want to get the most out of that key or that, in Florida, the most out of that pass. Right. You want the most investment. And I don't think right now you get the most investment. Maybe to some people you can. Yep. I just believe you don't get the most investment.
Right. I agree with that. And I know the pass that I got the, I think it was the Enchant one, which was the one that was $650. And you can have four reservations. I think it's four. You can have four reservations at one time. And usually when we go, our trips are usually 4-day trips. So we're going to get in March. So basically that's already paid for. And if we plan any other trips throughout the next year, they're going to be free for us. So it kind of made sense for us. There's cheap flights from Oregon down to there right now. So it makes sense, but we'll move on from this topic after Bill's comment here that says, if only I could stop my fat ass from eating from buying pizza, I can never get an annual pass again.
Hey, Little Caesar, $5. There you go.
Wait.
There's just a then bunch of comments says, over here about pizza now. So
then Bill says, even if I did get a pass, I probably couldn't fit on the rides.
Come on, Bill.
It's all the pizza.
All right, let's move on. So we'll talk more about that on Extra Magic Hour, and that will come out on Friday morning. But let's talk about Brianna. Tell us about Getaway Today.
Getaway Today is the travel agency that sponsors us. So if you are looking to book a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal, theme parks, Amber, where do you always say that they go? The Keys?
Cancun. The Bahamas. They got some other island action going on, too. Sandals Resorts and Beaches Resorts are also in their packages. Oh, they're awesome.
So if you don't live in Arizona like me and who needs some sun, which I am on extra of, you can book with Getaway Today. It costs you no extra. So honestly, this is one of the easiest things. And they can help you as little or as much as you want. When I went to Disneyland a couple months ago, I just went right onto their website, put in Disneyland, and it popped up with a bunch of hotels. I picked one. I got half off parking when I was there because I booked through Getaway Today. Didn't cost me an extra. I got discounts and it was perfect. Went right in, had absolutely no issues with using a travel agencies. They had all of my reservations and it worked out great. So use Getaway Today. It saves a lot of stress because I did not have to go through and look up every hotel that was around Disneyland. They all popped up right for me on,
and it's all on one
website.
It was really cool. I did the same thing when we went in July. I'm like, okay, I booked at a different hotel. I'm like, wait a second, I can actually use the sponsor because that's what we do. And I went on there and I clicked on it and everything was right there. You click on it and it said, hey, this is the cheapest rate. We were literally like a block away.
They also still have reservations available for anybody going to Celebration next year.
Okay.
It's been difficult for people to find hotels within that period of time, and they still have some in their queue there. So,
yeah. So basically everybody should get them some.
Get you some.
If David was here, he said, get you some. Bill says, I'm going to get me some pizza. So move on. Thank you, Getaway Today. Check us out. The link is in our show notes. You can click on them. It takes you right to the Walt's Apartment page through Getaway Today, and you can help us out at the same time. Amber, any Star Wars news we have to report this week?
No, the behind the scenes for the last season of The Mandalorian just dropped on Disney Plus, which I've heard is amazing, but I haven't got to watch it yet. It's been busy. I'm looking forward to that.
Anybody watch What If today? I have not watched it. I've been babysitting all day.
I have.
What'd you think of it? Don't say what too much about it, but what?
I'm not. I'm just gonna say this is the best episode to come out so far.
This show is not good.
It's not, but this show's not good.
This show is not good.
Really?
Tell us what you really think.
Oh my God. It's so boring.
The first two episodes didn't do anything for me.
Three and it's slowly getting better. It's slowly getting better, but I would watch the first episode of WandaVision a million times before I'd start this show.
And that says a lot.
Oh my goodness. I know What If will somehow intertwine into our MCU. Mm-hmm. Like, we know that. You know, Captain Carter's going to be in Doctor Strange, and other characters in that show will be in Doctor Strange, but it's just not doing anything for me. It's the voice acting is just, I don't know if anyone else feels this way. I love me some Sebastian Stan Bucky, but it was like he was reading off a cue card in episode one. You go. You almost ripped off my arm. Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh, what? This is the quality I'm getting. Beautiful animation, just the rest is just it is not good.
I agree. I was excited for the concept. Really good. Yeah. I was excited for the concept because, like, I love the comic books and I have quite a few of the What If comic books, but I do think it's falling short. I haven't seen the latest episode yet. I'll probably watch it when we're done tonight. But I really liked last week's.
Last week's was cool too. I want a What If for Star Wars. That's all I want.
That'd be really cool.
Cool. What if Marvel's was better? That's what I want.
All right.
All done through Star Wars characters.
Wow. Okay. So let's move on. We're going to move on to our game. And our game is, what's our game called again, Ethan? Ethan's the game master. So,
yeah, it's
not really a game. It's just a
multiverse variants. Yeah. Or the variants of the Disneyverse, however you want to call it. It's got a lot of different names, but I think it's really fun. It's easier to explain.
Super cool idea, by the way, Ethan.
Say that again?
Super, super cool idea, by the way.
Yeah, great idea.
Thank you very much. So I thought it was a lot of fun, so I'm going to encourage everyone to close their eyes for a moment and think of the four realms of Disney. So you have Pixar, Disney Animation, Disney in general, you have Marvel and you have Star Wars. Picture within those four your favorite character from that series or show or movie. A prime example, I gave everyone the example yesterday of Stitch. Stitch is from the Disney universe, but his variant from Pixar is Lotso, and his Star Wars variant is Jar Jar Binks. And his Marvel, I believe I said, is He Who Remains.
No. That is a terrible example, Ethan. Terrible, terrible example.
Okay. So,
wow, Amber, what do you really think about his idea?
That's how you really feel, Amber.
So, but does everyone understand the premise of the game?
Yes.
No, Gather and I have this stuff already done. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Jade and I spent an hour last night working on this, and she was going to come on the show for once just to play this game, and then bailed at the last minute.
Oh, but, man!
Wow.
We spent an hour debating it. Right. No, okay, we got seriously deep on these. See, you got to give me parameters for the games because I go deep.
Oh, that's funny.
So who wants to go first?
I don't know. I'm worried about Amber's opinions.
I think we should just let Amber go.
I overthink everything.
Amber.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So I had to start with a Star Wars character first. And so I went back and forth for a little while. And I decided on Anakin. So Anakin's my Star Wars. And then I'm like, okay, so what's my premise? How am I going to match him? How am I going to determine his variants? So I boiled it down to his fear of loss and his loss of family.
Wow.
And so that led me down the rabbit hole of who would be the best Marvel character to embody that. And it would be Hawkeye. Because, you know, when he lost his family at the snap, the Ronin thing came up. He kind of went rogue. So it's that whole like episode 3 Anakin where he's toting this line
of really good.
Light and dark. And so then that brought me to Lotso for Pixar because, again, good, snuggly, loving teddy bear until he loses his kid and it does something to him. That trauma changes him a little bit. So that's my Pixar. And then for my Disney character, this one was much more challenging, but we decided after Jade and I chatted for a while on Maleficent, because again, she inherently might be good until challenged in some way with being threatened by the loss of her, quote, daughter or her people or what are special and held dear to her, but most people would see it as being potentially evil or dark side.
Love it. Okay. That's great.
Okay.
Very nice.
Good stuff.
See,
good stuff.
I told you I go deep. I overthink it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
might,
good.
Might be the second best one on this show.
Oh.
I like it.
Now I get the game. Okay, cool. Who's next?
We'll go.
All right.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. So we actually teamed up on this instead of doing our own.
Nice.
Because our favorite Marvel character happens to be both of our favorite Marvel characters.
So we went the villain route. So we picked Mysterio. And we boiled it down to like illusions and was it manifesting?
Yeah, just manifesting different things.
Very like, yeah, kind of wizardy.
He wants things for himself. So we said there's only one Disney animated character that wants things for himself and has those traits. And that's Dr. Facilier from Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
Then we threw it over. You want to go throw it back to Star Wars?
Yeah, we were just all over the place with Star Wars, like who is like illusion and who has like, we picked Emperor Palpatine because, you know, he comes back to life. And I feel like that's a Mysterio type of thing. He like projects himself to another body, like with Snoke and then himself in episode 9.
Yep.
And then
he also uses the androids to project himself after.
Exactly.
The end of the Death Star, even though that's not like a film based one, but. Yeah, I get
I got you. Yeah. And then flip it over to you.
So for Pixar, the Pixar character made it the toughest.
Oh, yeah.
Until we realized, like, okay, Mysterio and Dr. Facilier, they are making change to sneak around. They're making change to be sneaky. They're cloaking themselves. They're disguising themselves. And it's Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Good answer.
Wow.
Good answer.
That was impressive.
So those are ours.
All right. Danny has one here. Danny says, Woody, Cap, Obi-Wan, and Hercules. Woody went back
for good.
Woody went back for Bo Peep. Cap went back for Peggy. Obi-Wan wants to go back for Satine. Hercules goes back for Meg. Also, they are all confident leaders.
Good job, Danny. That's great.
Okay. All four of them animated daddies. Yes.
Good job. Okay. Brianna?
Yeah, so I picked my favorite Disney character, which is Simba, and it was, I kind of, I couldn't find like a direct theme that I went with every character on, but I kind of still went through parts of like Simba's life and then tried to pick characters. So for Star Wars, I picked Obi-Wan, kind of being betrayed by someone that he knows and trusts and loves and kind of leaving, going into hiding after that. So that was kind of where I gathered like an Obi-Wan connection. For Marvel, I kind of went with T'Challa. Again, he's a king, he loses his father, then they kind of struggle with that leadership and going through that stage. And then for Pixar, I went with Merida from Brave. Kind of the same thing, having to go on that self-discovery quest. Kind of thinking she betrays her mother, and then figuring out how to correct her wrongs. So those were how I connected that.
All right.
Very cool.
I'll whip mine through mine real quick, then we can do Sam and Ethan. I just did this right now, actually. So I take Mickey Mouse is my favorite character, so I picked Mickey Mouse for Disney. For Pixar, it would equate to Woody. Now that I understand how the game works, he's a leader as well. So Star Wars, this might be kind of – I went with Luke because he's kind of like the leader, the lovable guy. And then for Marvel, same kind of premise, leader, and, you know, main guy, went with Tony Stark.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
I did not get this game until Amber did hers. I didn't understand it at all. So that's why I didn't want to go first. So
you nailed it.
Sam, go ahead.
All right. So I picked Mary Poppins. Hello, kindergarten teacher in the room.
One of my favorite characters. I'm excited to hear this.
Okay. So for Star Wars was my hardest one to come up with. I went with Qui-Gon Jinn. Just because, I mean, obviously he's taking an Anakin, and I'm going the route of like, who can get kids to do what they need to do, like Mary Poppins can. So for Pixar, I went with Sully from Monsters, Inc. because of his relationship with Boo. And then Marvel, I went a little bit different. And Sean, this kind of negates what you're saying, but sometimes Tony Stark behaves adolescent. So I went with Pepper Potts. She's able to get him to do what she needs him to do.
That's a good twist. I like that.
Very nice.
That was good. Ethan, you're doing every game from now on, right? It's just so we're clear.
I can. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Here's the pitch, Ethan.
Okay.
So my favorite character, I almost used Mary Poppins as well, so I was disappointed to hear that Sam used it. but my other favorite character is Genie. So I love Genie. Mm. He's funny. He's strong. He's big. He's got the magic going for him. He also deals with a lot of internal conflict. I mean, he's got Jafar at one point. He's got Aladdin. He's got all these different conflicts. So the first one that I went with was Pixar. I went with Sully. Big, strong, lovable guy. You know, just really cares about the people that he's associated with. For Star Wars, this was definitely the toughest one for me as well. But I went with Yoda. I mean, although small in stature, like the genie in his lamp, Yoda is wise beyond his years, a teacher, deals with a lot of conflict and tries to struggles with that internally quite frequently. And lastly is Marvel, and I went with Loki, the whole magic premise, dealing with that sort of internal struggle with his family, with his own thoughts, wanting to sort of be free of them, made me think of the genie in that sense as well. But I don't know, just a fun game, something fun cool. to sort of think about,
that was
especially
an awesome
with
idea.
Going on with Marvel, with the Loki and variants, and it really it's a cool thought process to go through.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I appreciate you coming up with it. Good idea, fun. Got some interaction from the guests, from the listeners, so I appreciate that. And look at that, we filled up a whole another hour of Walt's Apartment Live, so we appreciate everyone. Go around here real quick. Amber, where can we find you?
Amber Tin Cosplay on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. And Sam?
Samantha Mlodecki. I am all over the place and at Dizology Podcast on all of your favorite Apple or all of your favorite podcast platforms.
Okay. Brianna.
Brianna _K7 on Instagram, or you can find me at the Waltz Apartment, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everything.
They have TikTok too, guys. Check that
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure I followed you guys when
I don't
you
even
posted
know how
it.
TikTok works, so, but whatever. Ethan, how about you, buddy?
Yeah, just I'm really just on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. So Ethan Rossin, just punch it in. Oh,
weird. I didn't see that follow yet. You know, Skylar Schuler on Instagram. I didn't see that yet.
So, yeah, you can find me basically waltzapt.com is our website, which is all of our stuff is on there. All the hosts are on there. The Facebook page, Walt's Apartment Behind the Lamp as well, which is our Facebook group. If you're not following the page, please do give us a like and all that stuff. Also on the Instagram as well. Derek, Skylar, seriously, I'm so happy that you guys, we finally got the time for you guys to come on, and I appreciate you guys so much.
Wait, you didn't have them tell us where we can follow them.
All we're right. mysterious. You can't find us anywhere. Yeah,
you can't be seen. I haven't gotten there. I'm getting there right now.
Thank you for having us on. We had a blast. Yeah,
you guys.
Whenever there's a free space for two random dudes to just come out, hang out, talk Disney, we're here.
You don't have to say that because you can just come on every week because it's the show's brought to you by the Disney Insider. So you just
you need other guests. You can kick back.
Some are that are more interesting.
I like to be a listener too.
All right, perfect. But since and like Amber said, Skylar, where can we find you on all the social media platforms?
You can find me at Skylar Schuler on Instagram and Twitter. You can see some cool little tidbits on movies. You could see my crazy son on there. we have a good time on my place. I do a lot of Q&As. You can follow the Diz Insider all over mm-hmm. social media at the Diz Insider, thedizinsider.com. We're on YouTuber. We are the YouTubers. We're trying to be. We're on TikTok. We're TikTok famous now.
And what is crazy? What's the link for the Twitter for the Diz Insider Podcast Network? What is that one?
It's called Diz Insider Pods.
Diz Insider Pods. Okay.
Yeah, we do for our like fan casts. We ask everybody like, who do we want to fan cast? Because that's a big part of the show mm-hmm. for our podcast and stuff like that. But yeah, go follow if you want everything. As far as our podcasts go, too.
Okay, and you can find Bill at the closest pizza joint.
Yes, so. Bill. You can find me at Derek Cornell on Twitter. That's it.
I'm not going to be able to live that one down.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. I'm, like I said, so happy you guys made it on, and you are always welcome on here anytime.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You guys do awesome stuff there, and I for one, and I know all of our team here is so excited and proud to be part of your guys' team, so we thank you for that.
We love having you thank guys. You. This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. So, from all of us here, we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Good night, everyone.
Bye. Bye.